Welcome to the Then Wait Podcast, where we are bridging the gap between able-bodied and disabled people through real talk and real conversations from a wheelchair.
Welcome back to another episode of the Then Wait Podcast. It's a special one because we got Christopher Not-So-Wallace in the building. That's what I like to call Chris. But he's back as a guest, and we're going to chop it up a little bit today. So what's going on, Chris?
What's up, dude?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Sorry it took me so long to get you back on. You know me, I be procrastinating a lot.
I'm good, man. I'm super busy.
I know you are, man. So
super busy.
I know you're at work right now on lunch break, so I appreciate you hopping on with me.
Yeah, man.
So share a little bit about what you've been doing since you stopped being a host of the Then Wait Podcast.
I like how you present it like that. Hey, since you abandoned me. Honestly, it's been wild, man. I live up in Knoxville now. That's where I'm at. So, and then just kind of started out working and doing stuff and being with my fiance, and then we kind of split paths there. So, but the relationship's still good. Just, you know, we're separated, and so I ended up getting tied into a church like right down the street from me, and just built relationships through that, and I actually started doing a lot of recovery work through my church. So it started out like we had a small NA group. They asked, can we use your church? And we're like, yeah, sure. So my pastor, he's like 14 going on 15 years sober and clean. So he's like, he's got a heart for that stuff. So he's like, yeah, absolutely. And he goes, the only thing is if you guys can have it, no questions asked, he goes, but I want to be able to come to the meeting and I want to be able to speak at the end of the meeting. He goes, I won't interrupt your meeting, but I just want to be able to share a little bit at the very end. And they agreed to that. And so to start, you know, we started it like last November, December. So I think it was last November. And so it started out, it was huge. It was like probably like 60 people. I mean, the room that we have it in is like our basement, and it's just massive. And they filled that thing up. And so, you know, we let them have their meeting, and then, you know, of course, my pastor would just say a little something, just give people some hope, you know, and because it really is kind of like a very hopeless environment in the sense of like these people are just broken, they're lost, they're hurting. Like, honestly, it's one of the most depressing environments I ever sat in when I first went. And so it's just I don't know how else to explain it, but. And so, you know, they did that and everything was fine. Well, apparently there was a lady that didn't like the fact that my pastor talked about God and Jesus, the Bible. Again, he wouldn't go on and on. It was just a brief statement at the end, but she didn't like that. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. Y'all host these meetings in a church, but
yeah,
you know, again, but you know, it's just, I don't know, it's funny, but, and so she ends up running like several like halfway houses around here. So she told all her people they're not allowed to come to our group. So
that's crazy.
So yeah. And so then it cut it down massive. And then of course you've got people that, you know, got kicked out of their houses and stuff because, you know, they relapse or what have you. And so then you lose people that way. And it's like, dang. But the good thing is, so it kind of cut it down real bad. So we had about like consistently for most of the year, about 15 to 20 people, mostly less than that. And then as of late, it's been like 30 plus people. So it's starting to grow back. And the thing is like we've had the opportunity to really build connections with people and walk alongside people and just, you know, just love them. And so, you know, people have tried to deter it and get people to stay away from it, but we've had enough people now come in and we've helped them and we've loved them and we've supporting them through that. The word on the street is now, because we have several halfway houses around us, and the word on the street is now is go to that church because it's a safe place and they'll love you and they'll support you and they'll help you. And it's like, it's like, hey, these people tried to deter it, but God was like, nah, we ain't having that. So,
I feel that. So, how did you end up at that church? I know you said down the street, you just went to go visit.
Yeah. So it's like me and my fiance, we were kind of church hunting, you know, and it was like, we go to these churches and some of them were cool, you know, but it was like, oh, I kept just leaving there like, man, there's got to be something more than this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like these messages are good, but they're just kind of, you know, those feel good. And I'm like, no, it's got to be something better than this, dude. And it's like, and then she started feeling the same way. And so we're just looking. And we pass this church all the time. And I'm like, man, I don't know. Because it just looks like an old school Baptist church, which is what it is. So I was like, man, we've already been to several of those. I ain't trying to hear all that. Like, suit and tie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, like, hellfire and brimstone. Like, just not trying to do it. And so we're like, no, we just kept passing it up. And then finally, when we kind of split our ways, I was just like, man, God, I need something. You know, I don't have a vehicle now. I don't have easy transportation. Like, I need a church to go to, something, and good people in my life. And I was just looking on the internet, and I happened to stumble across their website. And I listened to a little bit of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And so, but then I was like, felt drawn to go back to it. So I listened to it, and I was like, all right, I'll go check it out. And I was riding around, just rode up the block so I could know where it was at. And
I wanted to make sure.
And then I saw their banner. They had this banner out that said, like, the Gospels. And apparently it was, like, this whole series that they've been going through for, like, the last year or so. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because, like, I've been sharing the Gospels on social media. I felt led to do that a while back. So I was like, wow, man, that's kind of neat. So once I seen that, I was like, all right, Lord, I think this is going to be good. And then that Sunday I went and I met the associate pastor. He was standing outside. And I remember it was a real quiet morning. And I was going on the sidewalk because you have to go around up this ramp. Yeah. And as I was going past, it kind of looks like you could be coming to the church, but you could just be walking past. You know, so I'm going. And the associate pastor, his name is Kevin, he's like, hey, brother, how are you? Good morning. And I was like, I'm good. How are you? And I look up at the dude, and he just had the hugest smile on his face. And I was like, all right, this is a pretty good start. So I went up in there, and he's like, hey, are you coming to church? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, welcome. And gave me a gift bag and everything else. I'm like, but it was like the warmest welcome ever. And he's like, you got to meet our pastor. And I met the pastor. And it was just, it was on from there. So.
Yeah, it's always cool when you go to a church and you feel like you just welcome and just like, this is home.
Yeah.
Like from the very jump.
Yeah.
I enjoy that a lot. So you're doing the recovery thing. And then how you get in recovery, Chris? Like I've been knowing you for a long, like 10 plus years. Like, not to say you don't have a heart for people like that. I'm not saying that. But how did you end up in recovery?
So it's crazy because I didn't have a heart for people in addiction because I know you know probably a little bit of this, but it's probably maybe a little faint over the years. But my family has been riddled with just drug addiction, alcoholism, all that stuff. So for the longest time, it was like, it's not that I didn't have a heart for people like that. I guess in some ways I did, but in a lot of ways, you still got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, sorry, a call came in. In a lot of ways, stupid scammers. But in a lot of ways, though, is like from all that experience of having to live through that, go through that, it's like your heart kind of becomes hardened. And it's like, I'm like, man, these people are just making excuses. Go, you know, like stop being a bum. You know what I mean? Like just worse things than that I'm not going to say on here. But it's so for me, it was just crazy. And like, it's something that I just never expected to do. But I don't know. But just to not go off topic too much, but you know, so it's just years and years of dealing with that with my family. But, and then of course, you know, I got involved in this church, but it started even before that. Like my fiance or my ex-fiance, I guess, she's in recovery herself going on 3 years. So it kind of stemmed from that. And so like, even with her, and I'll say this because I've told it to her before, but when she initially told me that she was in recovery, I literally was like, oh, nope. And I literally was gonna just like, hey, delete the message and move on, you know? And, but it, I felt led otherwise to give it a shot. And so, and to just go with it, like give her a chance. And so she had and still does have a heart for serving people and trying to help get people into recovery as well. And so, you know, I tried to help her with that a little bit, but, you know, it was just complications there and stuff. And, but yeah, I mean, a lot of it, as far as what I'm doing now, started with that NA group. And then we get, like I said, we got to know those people. And because it's a great program, you know, if you actually work it, but it's like, there's a lot left to be desired. And our ultimate goal is not to convert people, but to get people to understand, hey, there is freedom. There is hope. There is true love. And you do have a purpose. And we can help be, help, you know, walk alongside you and help you to find that. But, you know, it's more than just worldly things, you know what I mean? Or what they always say is a God of your own understanding. And I'm like, okay, you know? So it's just kind of weird. But like I said, you know, you're just walking alongside these people. You get to know them real well. And then, like I said, we saw that there was a need there. And we were actually going to do Celebrate Recovery. And I was going to lead that. But the process of that was so long to get started, and our church is small. And so like, you have to have a team of this. And it's like, you know, we've got a few people, thankfully, that help out, but it's like, I just felt like there wasn't enough for that. And then it was like 6 months just to get started, and they got to approve it and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, so we just kind of do our own thing. And it's, and last week we had 25 people, and normally that meeting, cause it's only been going on a couple months, has been about like 5 to 10 people, but 25 last week. So I'm like, yeah, man, people are starting to see it, man. And it's awesome. So.
Yeah. It's funny because when I talk to you on the phone, sometimes is you always end up speaking to somebody on the road or something like that. So like, I figured it's like a connection to the church, like more now than when you first moved to Knoxville and I've talked to you around the store, something. Now it's like somebody, you always know somebody on that road this time. So like, it's cool to hear that, and I'll be smiling because I enjoy that. I love to see you grow in your faith and grow to love people and to try to.
It is crazy for me too, because like I tell people all the time, I'm like, I never would have expected 3 years. You know this. You were part of it, but 3 years ago, I started my life over completely, and it's like to see where I'm at now. It's like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
And, and it is crazy, like, to be going down these streets and people are like, yo, what up? It's like, dude, it's insane, man. Like, it is. And then just people are always connecting me with other people and say, yo, hey, so-and-so told me to talk to you because of whatever reasons. It's like, it's wild,
and,
dude.
And that was the thing. If, you know, I mean, we're good friends. I mean, we like brothers, you know, we talk and we understand each other more being in the wheelchair. So, you know, when you moved to Knoxville, I was like, oh, man, I don't know about that. But then, like, when you start talking about going to church and, you know me, I'm big on community anyway. I love community.
Yeah.
So when you say you start going to this church and you was talking about, like, things that you were doing, you know, a little bit of that worry, because I didn't want you to be out there alone and just by yourself, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of that worry kind of eased off me. So, like, I'm like, have my boy doing big things out there. And I love it, bro. You know, I do have a bone to pick with you, though. Because you What's did not that? Tell me that you would get baptized. I could have tried to get a ride out there. I could have got a ride out there to celebrate and support you. And you just didn't tell nobody.
Look, because honestly, though, okay, not to blame my pastor, but to blame my pastor. So, because like, I'm waiting. He's like, yeah, you know, I'll let y'all know. Da-da-da-da-da. And he came over one day. And then he had to leave because he was on a call. And he had to go do something. I'm like, all right, I have to go back to work. So, you know, and so that was that. And then it's like, out of nowhere, my roommate, his name's Larry, he was like, hey, yo, we're getting baptized this Sunday. And I was like, what? And this was like, I think like Friday or Saturday I found out. And then, dude, I'm telling you, I did not stop. My weekends are just like, Chris is up and gone doing something. Dude. I'm sorry. Like, my brother made it. I was amazed to see my brother there, but I was glad he made it. But dude, I'm so sorry for that. If it would have been more time, I would have definitely, you know, tried to invite you and some other people. But
That was cool. I just see that. I was swirling and seeing it. I was like, man, that was yeah. cool. And
so I mean, because it caught me off guard. I didn't even know. Like, I figured I'd have like a week out or something. No,
yeah,
it was just like, yo, this happened on this Sunday. I'm like, what?
But so, it's all good, man. I'm like I said, I'm excited for you and excited yeah. about your work that you are doing, man. And even like, so what else you got going on, man? Like outside of, you know, church and things, like, what are you doing for yourself?
From work. I mean, that's the hardest part about it is like, I have all these things and they're great. I'm not complaining about any of them. Like I told you just a couple weeks ago, like I'm so busy now, but mm-hmm. it's a productive busy. It's not just Chris being busy to be busy and wearing yeah. myself out. Like I'm exhausted, but it's a different exhaustion. Like to do what I'm doing now is a different exhaustion. I think when you find your purpose and it's not your own strength or your own understanding, like it's a different exhaustion. It's mm-hmm. still exhausting, but it's good. You know what I mean? But I think I'm struggling to find that balance of like, okay, I have all these things, but where do I find time for myself?
Yeah.
You know, like I wake up in the mornings pretty early and I spend time with the Lord and all that. And that's great. I'm not taking away from that at all. But it's kind of like, where do I find that time for myself? Whether it's to just read a book or play a game or I don't know, go for a ride or something. And like, I'm kind of struggling to find that balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting a little colder outside, but I just love yeah. to put an audio book on and just ride around.
Yeah.
And, just think. Sometimes I don't even have music on. I just be in my mind and just thinking about things. And
yeah, I've done that like, many times.
And I love it, man. Just good thing about being in a wheelchair sometimes. Like, hey, gonna go for a roll.
That's right. You wanna go for a ride?
Yeah.
Just you know cruising, man.
And I like to do that. And you know me, I love cigars. There's people know I love cigars, and that's my community.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Sometimes I end up being my church, kind of, so to speak. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think I would love it if I had something closer. Like, nothing is close like that around here. Mm-hmm. And I've told you about the ones that are up here. They don't really have – it's not Ocoee. So yeah. Shout out to them because that – if you're in Cleveland, go check that out if you love cigars or if you're mm-hmm. interested or you just love being around great people and community. That's the spot right there. And yeah. I mean, I miss that.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot, man. I enjoyed it. They motivate me to do better each and every day, you know?
Yeah.
I got some, hopefully, I'm in the process of trying to start a business. I want to start a business, and mm-hmm. That's kind of tough. And I'm not scared, but I'm still at the point where it's like, where do I start? Like, I know how to do it, but like, where do I start doing this at?
Yeah.
Like, where do I begin? And so,
right.
I talked to a lady, no, making it legal, but I talked to a lady, you know, that I used to work with, and she's a realtor now, and I was telling her what I want to get into. She gave me a call. She was like, well, when you get it up and running, let me know. We always need houses and stuff clean. So, in Cleveland, they always have these little festivals downtown.
Yeah, so yeah.
I just talk a lot of realtors and those kind of places, got their cars, and so they need something. I'm trying to, you know, get my business going with that.
Heck yeah, that's a good start, man. It's hard to build up that network, but once you got it, man.
Well, the thing is, I think a lot of the network, I know people around Cleveland and things like that. And just like, I've been here, you know, consistently almost 10 years. I've lived here altogether 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I had a little stint in Pennsylvania, but I still know people back in the day, and you know, they know how I am and things like that. So when I talk to people, I just kind of tell them what I do, and hopefully, you know, we can make something happen from there. And even going back to the lounge, like there's people at the lounge that's going to support me.
You know, absolutely.
And
yeah.
Or know somebody that I can help out. And you know, so I'm just trying to be a problem solver to people that have problems.
There you go, man. That's all you got to do, really. I mean, it's find a solution to a problem and boom, you know, it's on and running from there. But you definitely have a great community around you, and you've always had a good community, even when you were working at Walmart, as horrible as that place is. You, people were like, hey, the Walmart man. I mean, I know that got on your nerves a little bit, but you know, it just goes to show, like, you know, and you said it too before, that, you know, you make an impact. So even in the littlest ways, you know, but people remember that.
I try, but the littlest ways sometimes become the biggest impact. So, like,
that is true, come up
and try to make a big impact, that means you're trying too much. I guess you're trying too much. It's like, you don't have to. Just be yourself. Like, you make an impact just being yourself. Like, I don't need to go out there and just try to make an impact. You make an impact just by being yourself, being a genuine, genuine person.
Absolutely. And even for me and what I'm doing now, it's like, I wasn't, the only thing I tried to do was get involved. And I did that. And I got opportunity from the jump. Like, I was talking to my associate pastor and I was like, hey, I want to get involved. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What are you thinking about? I was like, honestly, man, I don't know. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Yeah. And we was doing a Bible study, and he goes, why don't you teach the next two Bible studies? Or he goes, no, why don't you teach the next class? And I said, really? He's like, yeah. And I was like, that's new to me, because I've never been to a church where they actively want to let their members do anything. So, so I was like, all right. So I studied up on it and did it. And it was just like, it was awesome. And everybody enjoyed it. And I just felt like it was like, I could feel it in my spirit, just like the Lord was just like, yep, you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. And I just kept doing that. I got to lead a couple more. And then now, of course, I'm doing this recovery ministry, which I did not expect it to turn into what it's turned into. But it's awesome, you know?
That's and cool. I think so, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think though too, for me, part of like the balance thing is like, I'm still working 40 hours a week and I love my job there and what I do. But at the same time, it's like, I'm at this point where I'm not feeling fulfilled anymore. And I feel like it's like, I feel like God's about to do something to where I can do the recovery work more full time, which I would absolutely love that. Cause my buddy Todd, he does it all. That's all he does all day. 24/7 pretty much is just that. And I try to help him as much as I can. But yeah, he's pretty much doing that. So.
Well, when we get off here, I want to have a conversation with you for a second. I know you gotta get back to work, but when we get off here, I want to have a little brief conversation with you. But I just told you that because you know what I'm saying? And I think that's dope, man. And TikTok, bro. It's funny because people that know me, that know we're close. Like, I see your boy on TikTok, man. He talking that Jesus. he love him some Jesus right now, bro.
That's hilarious.
Man, talk to me about that, bro. I think we, like, as much as I want to do something like that on TikTok, I probably won't do anything like that on TikTok. Like, what made you just start doing that? And be fair, I don't talk about nothing on Facebook, not just about Jesus, but.
No, I know. I get what you're saying. Yeah. No, I mean, it is hard to put yourself out there. And honestly, as of late, it's not something that I've done. I think I've posted one video in the last two, three weeks, just because like I want to keep doing it. It's not like I'm like, oh, in a spiritual drought or whatever. No, I'm so busy. And it's like, okay, that's like the last thing I'm worried about. You know, I know people enjoy it. And I know they need it. But right now it's like a lesser of a priority. Sorry to anyone who hears this that watches those videos. But there's a whole catalog.
You're gonna put this clip. You're gonna put some of these clips on your TikTok though, right? You know, help a brother out a little bit.
Send them over, absolutely.
If it's cool with you, bro, like I would love to have you on sometime, and you know, just I like this, and it's a way for me to keep contact with you. Like, you know, even like with Jimmy, like one of the ways with Jimmy that I keep contact with him every week is that we have a phone call pretty much every Wednesday, and I talk to him. Sometimes it's not like that, but majority consistently, like, hey, we talk on this day. So this would be one way, like, hey, let's set aside 30, 40 minutes sometimes and just have a conversation. And we just put up on Faith Living Podcast, you know, put it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And
that's good, man.
Because I know sometimes we talk, we can go months without talking though, but we always keep in contact though. We always.
Oh, absolutely. Me and you have never lost contact. And every time we get back in touch, it's like, yeah, so adding a few new things, but yeah. We got right when we left off.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I appreciate about our friendship is that, like, most of the time we are busy. Like, you're a little bit busier than I am, but sometimes I get busy and it's hard to just pick up the phone and have that conversation. So we know that, like, hey, he busy. Even if I call you, I know you're busy and vice versa. So it's like, but when we get on that phone, it's all love and we just have a good time, man. You know what I'm saying?
It is. Yeah, and I know for you too, like, you know, not having full-time work like that, that's can be hard in itself. You know what I mean? Like, people don't understand that, have never been in that situation where they struggle to find work for said reasons. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just get in that mental slump, dude. That's tough. That's tough. I mean, we can go more into that on another time, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real. And the boredom and the depression is real. And it's exhausting in itself, man. It really is.
And that's why people like, why are you always at the cigar lounge? Like, almost every day. I don't like to be alone. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, sometimes, like, you don't want to be thoughts, alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're alone with your thoughts. Like, it's crazy. So, like, I go up there. I got to go around. I got to be around people, man, because.
Yeah. And see, I'm the same way, not to cut you off, but I'm the same way because, you know, just things that I've gone through in this past year, and you know a lot of it, but I'm not going to divulge it on here, but it's just like, there's moments where I like, I've even found myself, like, I struggle to just enjoy, like, just me by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if my roommate's in the house, he's chilling, whatever, I can kind of do it more. But if I'm by myself, it's just like this, like, eerie feeling. And then, like, the thoughts come in, and I'm like, all right, I need to go get out of the house. I don't care if it's freezing. I need to go find someone to talk to, because, and that doesn't mean I have to talk to him about whatever I'm going through, just to talk, laugh, joke, whatever, talk about life, stuff like that. But because I'm like, I can't let myself fall into that state. I can't.
Yeah.
That's worse than just almost anything, man. It's bad. I hate it.
Yeah. So I feel you, man. And my life has got so much better. You know, I'm in a new place, and you know, say we actually both in a new place. We started off in that, you know, in those apartments, and you know, it's fine for what it is, but like, you outgrow it. And it's funny because we saw a lot of older people there. They just live there until they died. It's like no hope over there, man. And just like you understand, you live over there, like you live next to a cat lady. You know what I'm saying? I live like to an old white man.
Right. And we all know what that means.
You know, I had a little trouble with my neighbor, but you know, at the end of the day, like, a lot of them people, they move over there and they live over there till they die. They have nothing.
Yeah, and they're miserable every day, in a lot of ways.
Same thing. It's just like, bro, like, when a building manager over here called me, and she was like, I need one more thing from you, because it was already kind of a stressful thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of just slumped my head. And I was like, she's like, you've been approved. And I was like, oh, man, like, all that just, like, fell off. Like, that stress just fell off me and stuff like that. And so it was, oh, man.
What? You good?
Yeah, I got to get off in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Because Luke did not pay for his Zoom.
Oh,
snap. I did not know that. Well, good thing I was on there with you. We're going to wrap it up. I got about 9 minutes left on here.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
But yeah, so we good. I'm going to wrap this up before that anyway. I don't even know what I'm saying, man. You got to remind me what I was talking about.
You were talking about getting this place, you know, and just having to.
Getting this place, man.
That burden lifted.
Yeah, much room. I'm not, you know, it's a better place, man. It's progress. It's tangible things in your life to see you getting better. And so it's like, for this next year coming up in 2024, what can I do to make my life even better for this year? You know what I'm saying? And I got some goals, and I'm not going to really talk about those goals on this episode, but on next episodes, like, especially when we talk, I'm going to talk about some of those things. But what can I do to make my life better? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I know for you, I mean, the new place does make it tighter financially, but it's like, dude, I've been there. I would rather be tighter financially and be at peace, be comfortable, be in a clean place than be, hey, okay, I'm financially good, but I'm miserable. No, yeah. I'm cool. You know?
And right now, you know, rent is a lot, it's actually a lot more than what it was at that place. But so what do? I got to try to find ways to create more income. Right. And that's where I'm at now. I'm trying to find ways to create more income because, you know, I'm definitely not a person that like to ask to borrow money. And, you know, my bills are paid, but at the end of the day, like, I really need, I'm trying to create.
Look, let's get to the bottom line. Listen, folks, it's cutting into cigars, all right?
Yeah. That's what it is. Cigars,
so. If you listen to the podcast, cough it up.
Yeah, for real. That's what
Speaking
it is.
Speaking of cigars, I've actually gotten back into smoking those.
They're so relaxing, ain't they?
Dude, honestly, I don't smoke the fancy ones like what you got. I'd be smoking like, you know, Black and Miles or whatever, but still.
Black and Miles, bro. You got it, man.
I don't have a cigar lounge close by like that. And I don't feel like sitting out there in the cold for 45 minutes.
So you get stuff like these, little cigarillos.
Dude, I have, okay, look, I bought the little Javas. If they're the same thing, I'll show you the wrapper later.
Yeah.
But it was like 99 cents for two of them. You at this tobacco shop, you can't beat that. I was like, yo,
that's. Okay, well, yeah, that's all right then.
But look. So, but then I was smoking those, and they just started tasting like real bitty. I don't know if they just got a bad batch or what. Like they smell really good, but they tasted pretty good at first. And I was like, man, these things are like sour and bitter.
And then you got these Undercrowns Maduro. These are pretty well too.
Okay, what are those, like cigarillos?
Yeah, cigarillos, but they're cigars. And I used to smoke the bigger ones, but they have the cigarillos like. Those are like $20-something for 10, for a pack of 10. And I like to, when I want a cigar or something like that, and I want to sit outside my place, especially when I was getting cold, you know, it's like a 20-minute smoke.
Yeah. I seen a pack of Al Capone's up there too. I was like, dang, I ain't seen those in years.
I know, right? That's been a while. But yeah, man. So I know you got to get back to work, so I'm going to try to wrap this up. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll have some more time and to talk about different things.
Yeah.
Like that. But I'm very happy that you got on here and you held me accountable. You held me accountable to do this podcast because.
Heck yeah.
And I appreciate that. I love people who hold me accountable to things. So.
Absolutely, man.
But yeah, man. So I'm going to let you get back to work, bro. And things like that. Hit me up later on when you get off of work. Because I'm like, well, not tonight. Soon, but I'd like to talk to you about something. And
okay.
So, hey, bro, it was a pleasure to have you on here, bro, and I can't wait to have you on some more.
Absolutely, man. Sounds good.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Then Wait podcast. If you believe in what we're doing, be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast, and check out our Patreon page. Don't forget that you have worth and value. And if you are ever in need of encouragement, feel free to connect with us on our socials.